Layer 513, Reaching the People. A blue wall panel on the left reads, "You are the first president to come into our homes. Until last night, to me, the president of the United States was merely a legend, a picture to look at. But you are real." Mildred I. Goldstein to FDR, March 13, 1933. FDR forged a powerful bond with Americans by communicating with them in ways no previous president had. His freewheeling press conferences, eventually totaling almost 1,000, attracted attention. But Roosevelt's greatest communication tool was radio. This new invention revolutionized politics during the 1920s and 1930s. For the first time, millions could hear the live voices of national leaders. FDR was a master of radio, using it to bypass the press and speak directly to his fellow citizens. Days after entering office, he began an innovative series of radio addresses that reporters labeled fireside chats. He did not orate, as some other politicians did when confronted by a microphone. Instead, he spoke calmly, conversationally, as if he were actually sitting in his listener's living room. Thousands responded with letters. White House mail jumped from 5,000 letters a week to 50,000. In front of you, against the wall, stands a small glass display case set on a 3-foot-tall rectangular pedestal, about 3 feet wide by 2 feet deep. Inside the case is the old-time radio microphone FDR used to deliver some of his fireside chats from the White House during the 1930s. A black cube, almost 6 inches square, with a flat, round screen about 1.5 inches around, sits atop a sturdy black tapering cylinder attached to a square base. The entire apparatus is about a foot tall. Now, turn to your right and move several feet down this side of the gallery to a replica of a 1930s-era kitchen on your left. You will now be automatically redirected back to wherever you left off in the base message.